For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
This morning, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let's open in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus and we praise you and thank you. I thank you for the people here. I thank you for open ears. And we praise you, Lord, for access to the Word of God. Lord, we ask that today we be truly taught in the Word. We be people that are open to your Word, our hearts open in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. This morning we're going to be looking at being taught in the Word. Being taught in the Word. And I pray this morning that you let this sink deeply into your hearts. Have open ears to hear the Word of God. Have what the Bible calls an attentive ear. Because this area of being taught in the Word is very, very significant. Very significant for our growth. Very significant for our future. Very significant for the health of Christianity in Australia and in the city. So we have to be of an understanding heart about this whole area. Have a look at Galatians 6, verse 6. And I'm going to be talking around, preaching around this verse today. Being taught in the Word is what we're talking about this morning. We're looking at it in detail, we're talking about it, and we have to have an understanding of what it means. So we're looking at Galatians chapter 6, verse 6, and it says, "Let him that is taught in the Word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things." So I want to repeat that. Let him that is taught in the Word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Now you notice that phrase, taught in the Word. Taught in the Word. Now, taught in the Word implies that we can come to a understanding of the Word of God. That we can be people that are not just at a very basic level and we think, well, that's all we need, but that we can come to a true understanding and even a greater understanding on a continual basis. Now, when we talk about being taught in the Word, you can see that comes against ignorance. Comes against ignorance. It comes against people saying, oh yes, I can just sit in a sermon or sit in a church and that's my duty done. Or I can just read a couple of verses in the Bible. Perhaps each day I'll do it, but that's it. Now the Bible requires, and it's a responsibility on believers in Christ, to be taught in the Word, to be people that are not ignorant about spiritual things. Now, you can see here that there is a commandment. Let him that is taught in the Word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Now, we'll look at what biblically what communicate means. So just keep your finger in Galatians 6 and turn across to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. So we're looking at what does communicate mean biblically. Okay, now we know the word communicate is often used in amongst people around us. We want to know what does it mean biblically, because if we know what it means biblically, then we can apply that to our lives as well. Okay, so we're looking at Philippians 4, verse 15. And says, "Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only." So there's a couple of things here I'll just mention. First of all, communication implies that there is giving and there is receiving. Can everyone see that? Communication, giving, and receiving. And secondly, also, we see that Paul talked about that there seemed to be a lack, because he said, "No church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only." There seemed to be a lack in Paul's time as well. You would have thought that Paul, who went around establishing numerous churches, would have had numerous churches communicating with him. You see what I'm saying? But he said here that no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. So go back to Galatians 6. Galatians 6, verse 6. It says, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things." So we see that if you're taught in the word, there is also going to be a communication happening in terms of giving and receiving. So what are you receiving? Well, let's have a look at this verse. It says, "Unto him that teacheth in all good things." So there would have to be in your life someone who is teaching the word of God. Can you see what I mean? Now, if you go to a Bible-believing church, you would expect that that person, that minister, that pastor, that elder is available, and a Bible-believing church would be giving out of the Word of God. Can you see that? Feeding the flock, the Bible talks about. So feeding the flock with not rubbish, but the Word of God, because if you're fed with rubbish, do you think you'll become taught in the word? You obviously wouldn't, would you? So clearly, to be taught in the word, there has to be exposure to him that teacheth, or her that teacheth, whoever is teaching. And then there'll be this communication happening between him that is taught in the word, that person who's taught in the word, and him that teacheth. And really, there's a communication happening between the ministry and those who are being taught in the word. Okay, so communication implies giving and receiving. Okay, so there's a receiving on the part of us. We're receiving solid word food. Okay, that we're receiving that teaching, because it says him that teacheth. So you're receiving teaching. And it says in all good things. So there's a communication happening of the giving and receiving in all good things. But you have to be taught in the word. Can you see that there are some people, and God really impressed upon me this week about this, there are some people that cannot obey this commandment in Galatians 6 verse 6. Why do you think they cannot obey this commandment? They cannot obey it because they're not taught in the word. And that's a very, very important thing, because there are people all over the place who cannot obey this commandment because they're not being taught in the word, and they're not taught in the word as in increasing in their word level in their life. There's also many that won't obey this commandment because they're in a state of rebellion and they just will not. They like hearing, but then what are they hearing? Are they only hearing selective things? And if they're hearing selective things, it's like a shopping list. You know, I'll choose that. Oh, yes, I like prophecy. But I hate anything related to prosperity. Or I like healing, but I can't stand that Pentecostal doctrine. That's not being taught in the Word, and it's also being rebellious. Because the Word of God is what sets the standard. Okay? The Word of God is not a place where we can, and this is one of the big things with modern versions, is, you know, we'll select this and select that and, you know, choose what suits me sort of thing. No, it's not the case at all. We have to be taught in the Word. That is, the Word is the clear standard, and the Word is what we must allow to come into our heart. So there are people who cannot and won't obey this commandment. Now, I believe God is challenging every person here in this church. He's challenging you to come up to another level in the Word of God. Even those of us that may know a fair bit about the Word of God, He is challenging us to come up to another level. Not to be satisfied with where we are. That's all of us. Not to be satisfied with where we are. And let me say that I think, you know, here we have access to the Word of God, and you have a lot of opportunity to be taught in the Word of God. A lot of opportunity. Have a look at John chapter 6. John chapter 6, verses 44 and 45. John chapter 6, 44 and 45. And Jesus is speaking here. He says, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." Verse 45 says, "It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." So we see that there is a drawing by the Father. There is a drawing by the Father. Okay? And if you come to Christ, what is Christ expecting of you and me? For us to be taught of God. Can you see that? For us to be taught of God. He does not want us to be ignorant. And so I would say, and I believe this to be the case, that when you come to the judgment seat of Christ as a Christian, you cannot claim ignorance. Because God will say, there was a drawing in your life. Did you respond to that drawing? There were gifts that I gave you. Did you use those gifts? There was an opportunity for you. Did you take that opportunity? There was a door for you to go through. Did you go through that door? So God is saying to us today to be taught in the Word. And the Bible is here saying to us that God wants every man, it says, and they shall be all, that's everyone, they shall all be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. So there is a drawing, and I believe there's a drawing today for us to come up to another level in the Word of God. Now, there is an atrocious lack of understanding of the Word of God right throughout the churches today. In fact, we are living in a famine according to the book of Amos, living in a famine of hearing of the word of God. And there's a heaping up of itching ears, heaping up of teachers to the itching ears and so on. All of this type of thing is happening, but God is saying that he wants his people to be taught of the word. If you look at John 15, a little bit further over, John 15, verses 5 to 8. John 15, 5 to 8. So remember, if you're drawn of the Lord, you'll come to Christ. Okay, if you're drawn of the Father, you'll come to Christ and you'll be taught of God. This is God's desire, this is God's will, this is what he's wanting for us. Where do we get our nourishment? Where do we get what we need in our Christian walk? Verse 5 of John 15 says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. You know, that has to be deep in our hearts. And we should say it. Without you, Lord, I can do nothing. But with you, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You see, God gives us things. And, you know, it is very, very foolish to say that you are your own person or to trust in the natural, but you trust in the Lord and you say, Lord, you have given me everything that I need. You have given me everything and I have everything in Christ. But without you, Lord, without Christ, I am nothing and I can do nothing. Once you realize that, then you can go take steps to go forward. Okay? Because pride is a big barrier. And we must humble ourselves before the Lord. Verse 6. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire. And they are burned. So you can see that without Christ, there's no life. There's no strength. There's no vitality. Verse 7, if ye abide in me and my what? Words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. You see, God's words must abide in us, must live in us, must be resident in us. And we have to have our hearts filled with the Word of God. So to be taught of the Lord means to come out of ignorance, to come out of a particular low level and start to increase more and more. And this is part of the fruit. Part of the fruit is the increasing in your knowledge, the increasing in your understanding, and then thereby the Lord can use you greater as you're taught in the Lord, and there will be scriptures that you can obey. You'll be able to obey Galatians 6 verse 6, for example, because you're taught in the Word. So if we are to remain at one level, and there's many that do, they do not allow the Word of God to have the place in them that they must have. For example, look at 1 Corinthians 12 verse 1. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 1. And we've looked at this scripture many times. Just look at it in this context we're looking at today, being taught in the Word. Being taught in the Word. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 1. Now God is challenging you today to come up to another level in the Word of God. To come up to another level, to go forward, to not just be satisfied where you are. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1 says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Okay? God doesn't want you ignorant. How do you get from being in a state of ignorance to being in a state of knowledge? Well, what did Jesus say? How do you get that fruit of knowledge? How are you going to get that fruits in your life? God's words have to abide in you, don't they? You have to get the word into you. If you just say, oh, no, that's a hard area to understand, that's not going to be satisfactory to the Lord. He's not going to accept that as an excuse at the judgment seat of Christ. And the judgment seat of Christ is for believers in Christ, okay? The great white throne judgment, the end of the millennium, is for those who are not Christians. So you can be saved, but have a life built on hay and stubble and all types of stuff that will just be burned away, and there'll be nothing left. You'll have your salvation. But I don't think people realise that eternity is such an important area that is hinged on what we do here as Christians now. Okay? So, here, a scripture, I would not have you ignorant. Have a look also at 2 Corinthians 2 verse 11. Now, there's many examples we could go through about areas of ignorance that people can have, but if you're taught in the Word, you're not going to be ignorant in these areas. And in fact, Paul is saying, don't be ignorant in this. He said, I would not have you ignorant. And 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, it says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So God doesn't want you to be ignorant of Satan's devices. What happens if you are? Well, he'll take advantage of you, won't he? Okay? If you don't know that the warfare is in the soul and that he is constantly attacking in that area, and if you don't know that you should cast down imaginations, you know, there's people that just accept and they think that the thoughts that they have is what they are. You know? I'm having thoughts of all these lusts and so on. Therefore, I must be that, a lustful person. And so they go along that line. Rather than, as a Christian, you would say, no, that's not my thought. I cast that down in the name of Jesus. And I think on good things. Can you see what I'm saying? Okay, so we're not ignorant. We should not be ignorant of Satan's devices, lest he get an advantage of us. Do you think it's good for Satan to get an advantage of people? Obviously not. And yet people remain ignorant. The Bible is showing us that we don't have to be ignorant or without knowledge. But we can be taught in the Word. Taught in the Word. Now God is challenging us, and I know I've repeated this a few times, but he's challenging every person here to come up to another level in the Word of God. Another level in the Word of God. Look at 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. You know, there is a way to come up to that other level. And here's one way. Now, obviously, an important way is, an important first step, is to expose yourself to him that teacheth. You get what I'm saying? In other words, fellowship in a Bible-believing church. That's a fundamental thing if you want to be taught in the Word. Okay, absolutely fundamental. It has to be in a place where there's a flesh and blood human being ministering the Word of God. You can't just say, oh, I'll sit in front of my telly and listen to a preacher off the telly and, you know, I'll be taught in the Word that way. Well, no, you won't. You'll be disobedient that way. The way to do it is to take the steps that are shown in the Word of God. That's what it means to be taught in the Word. So, here we see
in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15, something that we must do. It says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So a person who is taught in the word will be a student of the word. So notice it says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God." Is God going to do the study for you? Is he going to do all your studying for you? Well, he doesn't need to study, does he? He already knows everything. You have to study. That's right. You have to say, "I am going to be a student of the Word of God, and I am going to come out of ignorance as the Holy Ghost shows me, as the Holy Ghost leads me, because he is the Spirit that leads us into all truth." Remember that? John tells us that. The Holy Ghost will show you, will enlighten you, but you have to be of the right attitude of heart. You have to say, "I will study the Word of God." See, that's another step, isn't it? So one of the first steps is you expose yourself to him that teacheth. That's a good step. But another step is you say, "I will study the word. I will not remain ignorant. I refuse to remain ignorant." Can everyone see what I'm saying here? This is important. God wants us to come up to another level. He wants us to be taught in the word. And you can see here, "Study to show thyself approved unto God." See, God approves this. God approves this. He's saying this is the right way. This is the right thing to do. See, it's no coincidence that modern versions take out that word "study" out of that particular verse. Why? Because there's no studying of the word in that. There's all types of variations there. But you can be a student of the word of God, the proper word of God, and be a knowledgeable person in it, but you have to take the steps. There's no use saying, "Well, you know, I didn't know." Well, the Bible's going to, you know, the Bible will be opened up, and God will say, "Well, what about this scripture? You know, you're saying you were ignorant of the devil's devices, but what about this scripture which says you shouldn't be ignorant of it? Well, you're saying you're ignorant of Pentecostal doctrine. What about this scripture that says you shouldn't be ignorant of spiritual gifts?" You see, God will not, he will not accept that excuse of ignorance. And frankly, I don't either. There is not a person here, fellowshipping here, that cannot come up to another level of being taught in the Word of God. But we have to take steps for that to happen. We have to take steps for that to happen. And there has to be a desire in our heart. You know, I'm not going to visit you in your household and say, "Are you studying the Word of God?" I'll give you opportunities, but I'm not going to try to force you to study. It has to come out of your heart, because you want to please the Lord. You want to be approved of God. Verse 15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So what do we often find? We often find people, you know, they'll quote scriptures, but they'll quote scriptures to try to try to prove a point, or to try to get out of something, or to try to attack the minister of God, or attack a brother or sister in Christ. Can you see what I'm saying? To be rightly dividing the word of truth is to be a person who loves the Lord, loves his word, has the fear of the Lord in their hearts and minds, and says, "The word is precious. The word will produce faith in me as I have a hearing ear as I go forward. So I think we should be seeing this morning what the Spirit of God is trying to say, or is saying, I should say, what the Spirit of God is saying to us, and that is that we should come up to the level that He wants us to come up to and increase and be taught in the Word of God. Let's go back to Galatians 6, verse 6. Galatians 6, verse 6. I don't want you to forget this scripture. There's a lot of things that revolve around it. So Galatians 6, 6. Let me read it again. Let him that is taught in the Word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. All good things. So, that communication of giving and receiving. You think about that communication. The receiving of good things has come into your life. I think all of us can say we have received the good word of God. We have received good things in this church. Praise the Lord. And there is a communication. There is a communication. There is a dedication. There are things. And by the way, this is not just talking about, although there is a component to that, it's not just talking about financial. It's talking about, are you giving, for example, the respect to him that teacheth the word of God? Are you giving the honour to the ministry? Are you giving, and it's not me saying these things, it's all in the word. Are you saying, I am in agreement with where we're going and what we have to do in this city? Are you backing what needs to be done? The Word of God. And the Bible talks about that we can pray. Are you praying? Are you praying? Praying for your brethren, praying for the ministry. You know, look, it is an expectancy on my part that everyone here would pray for me. And it's only, if you think about it, it's only common sense that that would be the case, because you want quality to come from the pulpit. Is that right? You don't want rubbish. And you should be praying for one another, because we should have an interaction with each other. And not only that, you should pray for those that are about to come into this church, because there is a preparation. And when they come in, we who are taught in the Word are then going to be used to teach others. To teach others. We have to be taught in the Word, though. We have to be people that are receiving but also giving out. We receive, we also give out. If we just sit, receive, but we're not giving out, there's something wrong there. There's something that has to be changed there. Well, let's continue. We'll have a look at a few more verses in here, because this all has a bearing on what we're talking about here. Verse 6 says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. What shall we be sowing to? The Spirit. Okay? If we sow to the flesh and become fleshly minded, then of course you're not going to be able to obey Galatians 6 verse 6 there. And If you're sowing to the flesh, you'll neglect the word, because God wants you to be taught in the word. But if you're sowing to the Spirit will lead you into all truth. He'll teach you all things. He'll help you. Verse 9 says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." So we have to see that on the planet Earth, it is a battleground. There is a war going on. There is a fight we must fight, the good fight of faith. There is a challenge we have. It is not a comfortable place. It is a place, compared to heaven, that is filthy, that is filled with sin, filled with devils, filled with rebellion, filled with pride, filled with all types of things out of kilter with the will of God. But we pray God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Okay, so why are we here? We are the salt of the earth. We are people of the word. We are people of faith. We are people that sow good things here. Okay? You cannot rely on the heathen sowing good things. They're not sowing spiritual things. You know, they're not sowing into the gospel. They're not sowing into the word. They're not sowing into truth. They're not taking up the challenge God gives to come up to another level in being taught of the word. But the Bible says, don't be weary. Let us not be weary in well-doing. And you can be weary. You could be weary if you put your eyes on the wrong things. If you look at this world and you think, it's just a terrible world spiritually. There's remnants of goodness, but all that remnants of goodness is because of what it was at the beginning, but then it was marred by sin. Okay? And notice what it says in verse 10. "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men." This is part of our sowing. This is part of what we should be doing. "Let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." Especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So there are opportunities that come up. Opportunities to sow. Opportunities to be partaking of that communication. Opportunities. And I want to just finish with verse 14, which we've touched on a few times in the last few weeks. "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." You know, if you're taught in the word, you will know that we must speak the word. We must be people of the word. And a good confession to make is, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." Praise the Lord. And so we reckon, we see that the world is crucified unto us and I unto the world. You see, the world is not conforming to the word. It's an obvious thing, and it should be obvious to the church that you cannot compromise or be a friend to the world. You cannot compromise with that. You must see yourself as dead to it, as crucified, as a stranger and a pilgrim on the earth today. And because of that, we're word people. We are word people. And we must be taught in the word. Let's close in prayer. Praise the Lord. Father, we praise you and thank you. We thank you. You know, the challenge has gone out to us today. And I want to give you an opportunity in even today to say, Lord, I commit myself to go up to another level in the Word. I commit myself to study. I commit myself to expose myself to Him that teacheth. I commit myself to be a person that is to be taught in the Word. God is challenging you today about that. Every one of us. Even if you think you know a lot, there's still much more to know, still much more to grow in. But do not settle. Do not settle. So today, sometime today, I want you to pray to the Lord. I want you to say, Lord, I want to be taught in the Word. I want to be a person that is taught in the Word of God. To come up to a level, a greater level than what I am now. If you haven't been studying, get into it from now on. Make it a part of your life. Father, I pray for every person here. That you impress upon our hearts and show us this needful thing. Because there is such a famine in this land, even amongst the churches. Show us this needful thing for us to be taught in the Word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.